Kevin. Kevin, you are just ridiculously stupid.
Welcome.
Is this Kevin?
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, man, how you doing? You good?
I know you like that. I know you like that.
How long you been back, man?
Welcome back to another edition of CC Kevin. Kevin Clancy.
Hi, Kevin.
I'm the C.
You are
Jared Carabas, the other C. Casey Smith, the K.
People
Clancy
get confused about that.
Well, I do. I had to stutter over it. I didn't know. I don't know which one I am.
Yeah. I don't know which one I am. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess that you could be either.
You
or
have both. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're back.
I can't eat my food anymore.
The video's making its rounds again.
Who cares? It's just a little fucking asshole touching.
Like, it's Ellie 2020, and Rio were,
dude. No.
We're yucking it up, laughing. Had a grand old time watching it. Like, it was a bunch of sick fucks.
It was actually shocking to me.
I can't,
how little they cared.
They were laughing maniacally over it.
I'm surprised. I mean, like, Rhea, I could see not reacting to it. Ellie does not seem like the type that would be like, that's not a big deal.
She does and she doesn't, though. I can see both sides of it.
She is.
Because you know what? She's very defiantly always like, I think she's like, you know, she wears the girl's fuck shirt and she's like,
that doesn't
like, I'm
have
tiny,
anything
but I'm
to
not
do with
no,
that video.
Yeah, no, it does though. Cause I feel like she doesn't want, I feel like she doesn't want to be like portrayed as like tiny and timid and weak. And
but
so
she's
like, I can fucking watch this. This is no problem.
She's very skittish.
Yeah. Is she? I mean, like, bring them, get them both. Come in here.
It's crazy.
It's
they're
just
both still laughing about it.
The funniest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. Like, I'll give you that it doesn't bother you, but to say that that's funny is just not true.
Well,
it's a prolapsed butthole, right?
Yeah, but it's two extremely prolapsed buttholes that are being rubbed together.
The thing is, I genuinely was expecting to puke because of everyone's reaction. Yeah. I
was genuinely expecting you to puke.
Like,
why are you not puking?
Wait,
you guys were describing
like,
it, and I was like, that doesn't sound that gross.
Yeah,
it just sounds like weird
this
looking.
And honestly, my genuine reaction was I could not stop laughing.
Yeah,
like,
were,
my stomach hurts only from laughing so hard. Like, that was, I almost want to watch it again.
No, it's so funny.
I will say that
you guys watched the full, like, 2 minutes of
yeah, we couldn't look away.
It's funny. It's really funny.
It does wear off after the first time.
Yeah, but
like
the first time
you dropped your phone
you
in 5 seconds. They laughed.
That was the first time.
Well, that was the first time they just watched it.
Yeah, that was the first
time. The first time they've
seen it.
I literally just said it wears off after
okay,
the first
but
time.
They
so
watched
like,
the full 2 minutes
so
the first time they watched it.
I get what you're saying, Casey. I'm saying no, that you can
no
find
thank
humor.
You, thank you, Rhea. Thank you. Apparently you don't.
No, you're saying that you understand us thinking it's funny
yes
because now you might think it's
thank
funny.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Well,
yes,
the first time.
But
I,
maybe
I also
first
do
time
think that once
out
it's like a movie getting overhyped. Like, you go into it with certain expectations. Like, I'm going to see, like, a baby's head get chopped off or something.
But
like, oh,
even
two
as
guys
you guys were
infested
describing it, you were like, yeah, they turn their buttholes inside out. I was like, that doesn't sound gross.
I was
like,
expecting bloody babies to be coming out of assholes. Like,
I mean,
that
it kind of looks like that. It kind of looks like that. I don't know what you're looking at. That's
doesn't
what it looks like.
It's not that.
I
you know
looked
what
at
I was
Rhea
saying
and I was like,
is,
are you high? That's the
I
only explanation.
I am not. I swear I am not.
It's just funny.
But it's just funny. And it reminds me of those toys, you know,
yeah,
when we were younger.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
You would, like,
yeah,
put
I,
your
can,
arms
I see
in
that.
Yeah, those or the ones that was like a pig. You would squish it and like the stuff would come out, but it wouldn't actually.
The eyes would.
Yeah, the eyes would bulge out. That's kind of what it reminded me of.
I wonder if because you guys had the description of it, it didn't shock you as much because you kind of knew what to expect.
Maybe.
I'm just so.
I'm sad.
I was holding the phone.
This is what you guys have done.
Yes. Well, like,
right,
these are two sweet, nice girls who
for
have been
sure
so corrupted
yes
that inside-out
yeah
assholes rubbing
that's,
it.
That's
yeah,
I mean,
kills them anymore.
I was holding my phone out
however
thinking at some point they would turn away. Like, everyone else has dropped their phone. Everyone else has to look away. Not once did they look away.
It's
not one
funny
time.
I was intrigued.
Yeah, very intrigued. We also grew up, though, watching gross shit all the
so
time.
So did me
but
and
so
Kevin.
But you didn't,
I mean,
but, like, you didn't
seen
have access to
old
the internet when you were, like, 7 years old. Like, we were looking at Blue Waffle when we were, like, 8.
That's also a good point. I was like, oh yeah, your MySpace song. And
don't look up Blue Waffle if you don't know.
Yeah. No. Blue Waffle's gross.
What year did that come out, you think?
I don't remember. I was young though.
I was little.
It's disgusting.
It's gross.
All right, Two Girls, One Cup. Like, we've seen this stuff since we were pretty young.
Yeah, Two Girls, One Cup came out when I was in high school.
Yeah, obviously younger, but I mean, we've seen it all.
I don't think the age matters because they've seen these videos. Yeah. Like, we grew just up as much with as it, we did.
Well, yeah, but when you're like 8 or 9.
Oh, we're raised on
think about this. Like, I saw Two Girls, One Cup when I was in high school. So, like, when you guys were young enough to where things don't, like, you're desensitized to it, right? So by the time you get to high school, you see stuff like that. You're like, I've been seeing that since I was 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like maybe we're fucked in the head, but that's
fine.
Let's not get it twisted. You definitely are fucked in the head. There is no debate in that.
To no-sell that video, there's something wrong.
Like, so wrong.
You just said that you would understand why they think it's funny. I'm so confused what side we're on.
Because did you hear the noises these people were making?
No, I'm not talking about you.
Seeing them rub their cranberry.
Get out.
All right, bye.
Okay.
You guys.
I will say that, like, me holding it, it was the first time I had heard it since I've seen it. It did not make me cringe the second time around because I know what I'm expecting.
The sound is funny.
I made the mistake yesterday of when that caller called in, he was like, I need to see the video. And I was like, DM me, I'll send it to you. I thought someone died. Like, when we got off the show, it was like 20 minutes later, I had like 90 DMs. And I was like, not everybody. Like, I'm not like fucking like giving it out like Halloween candy. Like, one person asked for it. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll message it to you. Got a billion DMs. I was like, I'm not sending it to anybody.
I do find it interesting. Like, a lot of this is just like gross shock value. Like they were talking about yesterday on Barstool Radio, and I was like,
I told Radio Bren,
like, do not show this to Dave. Like, there are certain people who find this stuff funny. Certain people don't. He's definitely like, does not see any of the intrigue in it. I think it's interesting to see people display their like morbid curiosity. Like, 90 people DMing you being like, I need to see this.
Yeah.
And I can't decide whether it is the FOMO of like, or if it's just like, I want to see like the depths of human behavior that if I can still withstand it.
I think that there's an element of people also want to prove that they're not going to freak out, which is where, like, the reason I even showed Ellie and Rhea, the only reason I have it on my phone is because I was in a group text with John yesterday with a couple of guys that wanted to then show it to a bar because John showed it to them the other night. So I was like, whatever. Like, I wanted to prove that they were going to be grossed out like everybody else has. So then it was more of like they were trying to prove they weren't.
It becomes a challenge.
Yeah. So it's like Jared saying that he sees it funny the second time. Like, I don't know anybody. But the two of them that thought it was funny the first time around.
I don't find it funny.
I don't find it funny at all. I find it funny to fuck with people.
But I think
yesterday I was laughing when you were showing Casey because I couldn't see it. I could hear it. That's funny.
That is funny.
That's funny.
That part is funny.
Like, showing Nate when he thought it was going to be something else and then it became that. That's funny.
Yeah.
I don't think that I could watch like the actual turning inside out of the assholes and be like,
That also might be my thing. I don't like that period at all.
I don't either.
Because, like, there's some of that if you're watching regular porn, and I don't, as soon as that happens, I'm like, nope. So everyone's got their,
What kind of fucking, like, regular porn are you watching being like, I can't take that?
When things turn inside out, I don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because that happens to, like, a lesser extent. Yeah. Like, that one is gross and egregious, but it can happen in, like, what, you know, normal, all of a sudden, whoops, surprise, and I'm like, no.
You ever watch a porn and, like, just something happens and you're like, all right, I'm not horny anymore?
Yeah, kind of. Well, I don't know if I go that far, but I do know the feeling of, like, well, all right, you went too far.
Yeah,
that killed the movie.
Like, the videos where they're, like, super, super aggressive with the girl, and, like, it's only happened to me one time where I'm like, all right, like, I'm X-ing out, and I'm just shutting the laptop lid.
Like, you feel like you need to, like, call the police and be like, someone go save that girl.
Yeah, she, like, there was, like, these, like, two dudes with this one girl, and, like, it was, like, super, super aggressive, and I was like, I'm not really into this. And they were, like, interviewing her, and they were like, tell us, like, what's the most, like, fucked up thing you've ever seen? She was like, my mom killed herself, and, like, I walked in on it and saw it. And they were like, good. And I was like,
yep.
Shut the laptop. I was like,
no fucking
that's
thank
enough
you.
For me today. Like, yeah. I am no longer in the mood. Like, who the fuck sees something like that? And they're like, I'm into that.
I know. That's where,
like the human brain, like, How do you watch something like that on a porn site and be like, that's exactly what I was searching
for? To be like
for.
Turned on.
Yes. Yeah.
It's one thing to be like, I can, like, I'm watching this like a gross out video. Like, can I withstand it?
Yes.
Another thing to be like, this makes me
crazy
aroused.
Crazy town.
But and that's the reason I do like these things is because it gives me a little bit of like a little bit of hope that I'm like, all right, I'm not that bad. Yeah, all right, like, I'm not into that shit.
I'm a decent contributor to society right. where like that doesn't do it for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, there's
like,
a lot of stuff that
brain check doing yeah. all right.
I do feel right. like there is an element though with Rhea and Ellie that it is their age. They're saying that it's not, it is. Because you see things when you're younger that would not phase you.
Yeah,
they were seeing the stuff we were seeing in high school and college when they were in early elementary school.
But I feel like we were seeing some shit pretty early.
Yeah, but like the internet, but the internet didn't exist. Like the internet didn't exist when we were in like first and second grade. When they did?
Yeah,
like what year? Like what year? What year did Two Girls One Cup come out? 2006.
Yeah, but it was shit plenty before.
Well, right, but that's the one that everybody talks about. That's like the grossest thing ever.
No, but I mean like Pain Olympics and the screwdriver murder and all that stuff. I feel like that's been on for a long time.
I think sexual stuff is different.
Screwdriver,
probably.
Murder?
Yeah, there's
Like the other day when
guy
you
stabbing someone to death with a screwdriver. Feidelberg blogged that actually might be later.
Feidelberg blogged it.
We made Feidelberg do it as initiation. We made him watch it. There's a video of like he'll know it better than me, but like it's like these Russian guys and they just like I think it was like a big story because I think they got caught and they filmed this guy murdered someone with a screwdriver.
Isn't that like don't fuck with cats?
Yeah, it was basically like that, but like real life.
That was also real life.
Yeah. But like, I mean, like not like a show. And they ended up getting caught for it. And we told Feidelberg, like, you have to watch this whole video as an initiation. Like, that's what we did. And we never did that. Me and Keith were like, we're not watching this shit. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, Feidelberg, you have to sit down and watch this.
That was the beginning of the end for John.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I never gave Feidelberg a chance to be a real human. I told him he has to use his last name in order to get the job. He was down to do it. And now he is, like, blacklisted from regular society for life.
Mm-hmm.
If you Google that guy, it's over.
He also just walked around the corner to see Rhea and Ellie laughing and was legitimately offended.
Like, I know.
And it takes a lot to offend him.
When Ellie first started here, me and Fights interviewed her, and she was like so hopeful and, you know, big bright eyes. And she was like, I think I'm going to like be fine. I think I'm going to last. I think I'm going to like it. I don't think it's going to be stressful. All these things. And we were like, just fucking wait. Give it like a year. And like 2 weeks later, she came back. She was like, a year? I didn't even make it a month. You guys are fucking crazy. This place is fucked up. Like, yeah.
She talked to me.
But now I think she's totally like institutional.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's like she is part of the culture now.
She talked to me on the phone after the interview with you guys because Erica like gave her my number and was like, you know, talk to a female in the office can give you a better idea. And she had so many normal questions that most people would be concerned about. Like, how is it whenever the guys are like on one that you see on stool scenes? Like, how am I going to fit in? I was like, everybody, it's family here, but you are going to hear some fucked up shit and you're going to find out very quickly.
Well, now they're the ones saying the fucked up shit.
Well, no, I'm saying we all do, but I'm saying like, and you'll find out very quickly if it's for you or if it's not for you. And it's fine if it's not for you. It's understandable that you can't come in and talk about death on a daily basis or assholes prolapsing on a daily basis. But if you can, you can.
Maybe
now they're just running around laughing about it.
Maybe I'm old and now I'm getting soft, but I don't even like hearing the fucking words.
I don't either.
What, prolapse?
Well, I mean, Rudy can't even, like, he's obviously holding a stool scenes camera. If that conversation comes up, he then walks away and says that he's not consenting to it and he feels like he's getting his
Rudy's
ears
a
raised.
Big fucking pussy. Rudy was like, I don't even like butt stuff. I'm like, grow up.
Really?
What are you in, like, fourth grade?
Huh.
He's like, that's not where it's meant to be.
My favorite part of this radio show is not being able to see Za and just hearing him laugh so hard it comes through the soundproof glass.
He said, that's not where you're supposed to put your dick. I said, said who? Says who, Rudy? That's like, yeah, maybe it's a little unconventional, but you know what? Nowadays, 2020, it is.
Conspiracy theory on that? I think he's saying that for reaction. There's no way that Rudy, at his age.
I don't know. He seemed pretty, there was no cameras on. He was just being genuine. He was just like, I'm just not into that. He's like, he said he was like, I mean, I'll do it if like a girl like demands it or wants it, but. Yeah,
throw a pinky in there.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
come on.
I mean, yeah.
Grow up.
Yeah. That, and that's like not even just a like guy to girl. Like, that's like.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's in about? Everybody's butt in 2020. Give me a break.
Coronavirus? Who cares? Yeah. Speaking
I said that on Mail Time today, and then Captain Khan sent me a very funny meme that I don't know if I can like post it anywhere because it's like it's just full blown porn.
No,
but it's full blown porn.
This is like
I
exactly.
I think Twitter doesn't care. You can post.
No, Twitter doesn't care. Well, IG you can't. Twitter you can. But I almost feel like even just like to the followers, I feel like people are not expecting hardcore porn.
You don't want that connected to your name.
This is like exactly what I said on Mail Time. It's a picture. It says coronavirus. And up top is a guy like pouring water from like Dana drinks his beers. Like, I don't want to touch, you know, your bottle. It says water from your friend who you've known your whole life, who once coughed. And you're, you know, won't touch the bottle. And then the bottom is some girl you met at an hour and a half ago at the club and his tongue's just in her ass.
It's really
everyone's freaking out about coronavirus, but it's not going to stop me from doing anything sexual.
It's amazing. Like people who won't let you like eat or drink after them, but like they're out just doing like disgusting shit.
Don't double dip your french fries in the ketchup.
Don't drink my bottle of water.
I'll put my mouth all over
the
stranger's body.
That's why when people shame us, when we talked about, like, I'm not going to go out of my way to use a toothbrush, but for somebody I'm close to, but like,
I will.
Like, I me, you, and John talking about sharing toothbrushes. Like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah, I do way worse with people I'm way not close as close to.
Yeah. I mean, if I can't see it, I'm all right. You know, microscopic germs, whatever, dude.
No.
So Jared wasn't a part of this conversation. If coronavirus hit Trent and Robbie, who dies first?
Me.
No. Well, I did say you, but I'm saying just the two of them. Because the reason it came about was because Trent started coughing, which I then was like, can you please stop? You're going to get coronavirus. Robbie came over and it became like a whole debate. And I asked, and Kevin put it on the internet, if that apartment got it, who dies? Now, I did bring you into it because I was like, Jared's also always over there. Mm-hmm. So if he was mixed in, it would definitely be you.
Definitely
but
die.
Just the two of them.
Tale of the tape is that Bob is obviously the smaller guy. Trent is thick.
Trent's older.
Trent is... Bob Fox is allergic to fruit. Take that as you will. Mm-hmm. Both have bad eyesight. Take that as you will.
Yep.
Trent has been in Iowa, kind of like secluded for most of his life, whereas Bob has been in like the New Jersey, New York area, very exposed to germs.
Bob is in probably better shape. We did agree on that.
But I think like, Trent's thickness is key.
Trent was like going to the gym pretty hard for a little bit.
Yeah, he stopped drinking.
Yeah,
like Bob Fox almost died from smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
So neither of them are exactly a powerhouse of toughness per se. I mean, Trent went to sleep last night before Jeopardy.
Oh, wow.
He fell asleep. Jeopardy, folks, in New York, airs at 7 p.m.
Also, Bob did say across the room that Trent's too afraid to eat Chinese food.
Yeah, well, that was a very funny moment. Because is it that he's too afraid? Is it that he was not in the mood?
That's not a unique take. Like, my doorman said that. He's like, I won't do it.
Well, that's because that's like racist.
Yeah, I know. Right. But people are like, it's not like a unique take. I mean, I'll still go
like
to
people,
Calvin.
People might not admit it, but
I mean, I think there's a
lot of people thinking that.
I ate Chinese food last night. I don't care. If I'm going to get it. Guess what? Chinese food gives it to me. It's a hell of a story.
There's nothing that could ever stop me from going to Kowloon.
Like, there's nothing that could stop me from eating any type of food.
What if you find out that Andy Wong has it?
I don't care.
Directly that you're going
to
the house of Corona.
Everyone has it.
Yeah. YP is now referring to it as COVID-19, which is its like proper H1N1. Yeah. So he
and
just
Frankie
keeps saying COVID-19. He has said it no less than 600 times today.
Yeah.
Frankie eventually just put his hands on his head. He was like, if you say it one more time, I'm going to fucking kill you. COVID-19, he wants to make a jersey. YP is so team coronavirus. Yeah. It's not even funny. I think YP wants the world to be like wiped out. He does the patented YP.
He tries to market the weirdest shit.
Well, he does this. He goes, I just find it interesting. That's what he always says. It's just interesting. Exactly.
Yeah.
And he does the thing with his hands. Yeah. It's just so interesting. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you want to see the whole world like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, he's into nature and, you know, this is obviously natural
it's
thing
just
going
so
on.
Interesting, dude.
Yeah, exactly that. So he's a big COVID-19 guy and he's convinced that a personalized COVID-19 jersey would be hot in the streets.
Yeah, people would love that shit. Just walking out
COVID-19
the street wearing that.
On the back.
That's how you get
Corona
all the
Corona across the front.
Yeah.
It is.
I asked him if he feels smarter because he's using the technical term. And
definitely.
He was like, yeah, fucking of course.
I mean,
of course he does.
All right. I think, I can't tell. I go back and forth. I mean, it's almost hard to do a show or a podcast right now not talking about it because it is. Yeah. I mean, it's just taking, like we're booking we're doing a KFC radio tour and like the agent booking it, she was like, I mean, everything's like almost set, but it's probably also,
when is it, when's
because,
the tour supposed to be
like this year, like this, like
there.
Spring.
Yeah.
Summer,
no, so like we were talking the other night and like, cause you know, John was talking about maybe going to Europe and like some of the other people we were with, they're like going to be in Europe for work. And it was like, that's easily going to be
Oh, like that is like, a problem already.
Like, problem already. But like, if you're talking about going in like May, June, July right now, cooked. Like you're cooked. Cooked.
And I mean, I keep saying I'm not worried about like, I don't think that if I went somewhere, I mean, if you go to like Italy right now, like you probably will get it. But like, if you went to Europe and you go to like London or one of these like normal places, you're probably going to be okay. My concern is just like getting back in. Like if you're flying home and someone's coughing and feeling sick, your plane is being detoured and you're going to be stuck in Iceland for a week. Right. That's the kind of shit I worry
about. National thing anymore. Cool. Like it's here. Like, I don't even know why we have to talk about like, oh, it's like Iran and all these. Other, it's yeah, like, no, it's fucking right. here now.
That's why my thing was like, I'd rather just get it. Let's just do this. Let's get it over with.
But what's to say that like you get it once that you can't get it
well,
again?
Well, and that is part of the problem too, is that it's, you know, it's like the flu. It's like you can,
yeah, it's
you
not
can,
chicken pox.
You could beat this one flu, but you can't
if everybody
starts
to
I think
have
that,
it, then we wouldn't be like quarantining like cruise ships and stuff, right?
You know what my take was? I said this on Mail Time today. New episode out on Mail Time. We talk about Larry David and his episode about killing yourself being
that
a Jets fan.
Episode. Is so fucking funny.
It's so good.
I thought all I could see was you the entire time.
I know.
Time.
I mean,
you might as well have been sitting next to me.
Seriously, like, I feel like he made that episode for me. It's about being a miserable Jets fan and Knicks fan and joking about suicide. I'm like, that's my brand. That's
yeah. Whenever
I loved it. I mean, it was like, that's my brand. First of all, a lot of people think that I'm like always exaggerating how bad it is for my teams. And I feel like they think like, who am I to like I'm exaggerating. Mm-hmm. Like, well, do you believe it if Larry fucking David says it? Like, oh, it's that sure. bad.
Whenever
and the fact that Larry David is just like so good and spin around for so long that he can just do a whole episode cracking jokes about suicide mm-hmm. and nobody cares. If I say it, I get suspended from Twitter. Right. Logan Paul gets canceled. Mm-hmm. People freak out if you even mention it. And Larry David does a whole goddamn episode of Curb, and everyone's just like, that was fun.
Kevin, he got that phone call in that episode, like the first phone call about the suicide, so I like audibly gasped and I go, like, I was like, they're about to make this entire episode based on Kevin Clancy's life.
I couldn't
life.
Believe it. It was like, I was like, thank you, Larry, for so many reasons.
I never gave him a shot before, but this past weekend, I think I became a little
Larry
bit
David?
Of a, no,
gave him a
no,
shot?
No, 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 no.
I was like, what?
Logan Paul.
Dude, Logan Paul's fucking awesome.
I think I became a Logan Paul fan, yes. like, this past weekend. Like, I just kind of, like, always associated, like, Jake Paul, Logan Paul with,
yeah.
like...
Yeah,
you know,
douchebag.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
all
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'll be the first to tell you that he was.
Yeah, well, and Jake is still kind of that way. Yes.
So Jake Paul has not gone through... the adversity that Logan went through when he was basically like almost canceled.
Yeah.
And like Logan learned from it.
Yeah.
And
Logan is like pretty fucking cool guy.
Yes.
And he's now, not like, like, you know how
he's
know
also
how,
like, he's like well-spoken. He's smart.
Yes,
he's like
he's
pretty
very
insightful.
Smart.
Like you're actually like listening to
and
like
he's
some
calm.
Thoughts.
Yeah. Like, you know how like, it, like people like, I do it too. Like you put on for content and you're, yeah. you're just,
especially
you,
YouTube. What's up, YouTube?
Yes.
Bah, 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 bah.
Yes.
He's just like, this is me living
he's
my
not
life.
Like that.
Yeah.
Like,
well, but he used to be. So
he
admits
used to be.
That he was like the stereotypical YouTuber.
Yeah.
And now he's like, you know, he's like, I'll never like stop doing the internet. He's like, I'm always gonna be on YouTube. But
yeah.
he's doing the boxing thing.
He's got
doing
the podcast
like,
that he
yeah.
does. And
Impulsive
like,
is like
it.
A like the
it's
clips.
Fucking huge.
The clips I see on Instagram. Oh, yeah,
they're
I mean,
full
he does
shows.
Huge,
that I was like, watching like full shows that he was putting out.
Good guests.
This
good
other dude, I think his name is Mike.
Yeah, it's like
the,
his partner.
The Call Her Daddy girls know him. He's
yeah.
he's dating Lana Rhoades.
Yeah.
Did you just like see how that came together?
Oh yeah,
that's
I mean,
crazy.
I mean, Logan is the best friend of all time.
Yeah.
It's
for
like
those
time,
who don't
time
know,
to go to the Super Bowl, like hop on the PJ. Oh, and by the way, I bought you a gift. It's Lana Rhoades.
Yeah. Like so. Like for those who don't know, Logan Paul has his podcast. His co-host loves Lana Rhoades, and for his birthday, he like blindfolded him and like lifted up the blindfold, and in front of him was like this toy car. And he's like, oh, like, you know, I don't even like want a car. And then he's like, turn around. Behind him is fucking Lana Rhoades. And he ended up like asking her to dinner.
They're
and
like
now they're dating.
Did you see when they almost broke up?
Yeah, he cheated
that
on her.
That was so fucking funny.
Yeah. But like they joke about it.
Our buddy Mike had a lapse in judgment.
Yeah.
Went and hooked up with a girl who was on Dr. Phil. She's like not like bad Barbie, but she basically yeah. like is. She's like yeah, one yeah. of those girls. And Lana
he mentions
Rhoades,
Barstool.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he hangs out with Alex Cooper.
He
yes.
He had she had maybe the funniest line I've like ever heard. Can you imagine if you're fighting with your girlfriend over this, right? So this girl appeared on Dr. Phil. She goes, blows Mike, trouble in paradise over it. And she said to Mike, it would have been less embarrassing if you got your dick sucked by Dr. Phil himself. He retweeted her being like, now nah, that's funny.
Yeah.
I was like, that's when, you know, you yeah. know, they smoothed it all out.
He's
so
very
like,
funny.
They're like dating now, which is just wild. But yeah. I mean, their shows, it's good. And like, there is a level of, you know, they're young, white, and now rich guys.
Yeah.
That's going to like rub some people the wrong way.
Yeah.
They're very confident.
Like a
10 and like
year age
they,
gap between them.
Between Logan and Mike.
Mike and Logan, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think Mike has a book coming out too that I believe, I don't know this for sure, so don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure he had like drug issues and he was like down and
heroin
out, depression. Heroin? Wow.
Yeah.
And no, so now he's like clean and made it. And so, you know, when I think when you go through some shit like that and you come out the other side, you're like, nothing phases you.
Right.
And I think people take that as like arrogance or like you're braggadocious.
Yeah.
You don't give a fuck, when it's probably the opposite. It's like, I've seen the worst of the worst and I fought through it. And so now I'm living. Now mm-hmm. I'm happy. Now I'm, you know, I don't give a shit about certain things. And yeah. I do speak my mind. And that, you know, whenever you are like confident what you're saying, mm-hmm. The people who don't like what you're saying are going to think that you're being an asshole.
Sure.
You know? And it's like, this is just my opinions, really.
And like they're so big and obviously they're rich and famous or whatever, but it's not like they're detached from reality to where they can't speak from life experiences.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, dude, like I was on heroin for 8 years.
Right.
Like I have fucking like
so
worked
that,
my
I
way
think
up.
That's what I think goes on with Jake Paul. Like, I don't know if Jake has had,
he's learning how to become an adult, like in the public light.
Right. And it's hard to do that when you basically have, you know, for all intents and purposes, unlimited money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He has fame. He has, you know,
he has like a platform and people are already out to get him anyway.
Yeah.
So like when Jake Paul fired off that tweet about anxiety, like, most of it was true, but the first sentence were like, you control whether or not you have it.
Yeah,
like people will like get
can't
fucking triggered like
can't
that.
Yeah.
And it's like he was pleading ignorance, which I believe.
Yeah.
Like he just didn't
yeah,
know that
I
some
mean,
people
he's
just
a young,
have
dumb,
it.
Rich kid.
Yeah.
He's going to be ignorant to a lot of things.
All right. So like if you're just ignorant and you're trying to like chime in on like a topic, it's like, you know, if you have one misstep, everyone is going to attack you because
right.
A, they're already looking for a reason to attack you, and you know that your message is going to be getting out there to so many more people.
Mm-hmm.
But Logan, like, had Jake on his show, and he was, like, talking to him about it, and, like, I was like, all right, so I'm getting, like, this is, like, my
Logan's
first real
it.
Exposure to it is, like, Logan, very smart, like, he was almost like a therapy session where he was breaking it apart and, like, helping him, like, guide Jake through it, and, like, Jake is just like, well, not a whole lot going on up there, like, but I understand, yeah, like, yeah. You know, I believe you when you were just ignorant to what you were saying.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't mean to offend people, you just didn't know.
Right, right.
It was very interesting.
I mean, Logan, the way you can tell Logan's the real deal, the latest episode they did right after Jake Paul just got absolutely internet assassinated by Gigi Hadid.
Oh yeah.
So
Logan, that was like the next week.
and I was interested to see what's going to happen because like, if you're keeping it real, there's no other take than Gigi absolutely murked you, you know? But I'm like, this is his brother. This is like the Paul
he
Brothers
loves
brand.
That shit, though.
Like, is he going to like defend him? And
the
him and Mike
of
had
YouTube
like a
YouTube losers was so
your YouTube
cutting.
Groupie losers while like he's alone with me, like a respectful king.
You
and,
ugly.
But Logan, when he reads the quote and Mike like collapses onto the desk, mm-hmm. head down, and Logan goes, and he's like, not this way. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it to be this way. I didn't want him to die this way. Like he kept it extremely real, being like, my brother got absolutely smoked. And I think there's two things to that. I think one, he's being like, he is very real about it. And two, it's just like, okay, now we get a week's worth of content out of this. Like when you get to that level, and we kind of see it here at Barstool, definitely with Dave, when you lose, you win. It doesn't matter. So it's like, all right, now everyone's going to watch and listen to my podcast when I talk about it. You're going to watch my video when I address it. Even, okay, Gigi like smoked me on a tweet. It's not enough to like lose my brand
absolutely
or anything.
Not. Well,
so
like
now
like
I get
the...
to, now we're just talking about me and Gigi Hadid in the same sentence. It's actually, you know.
Which is like whenever the Rhea and Justin Bieber thing happened. Granted, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously it's on a smaller level for her, but I was like, you are getting DMs from the biggest pop star on the planet.
When they were making those graphics, I was like, Rhea, Bieber, Harry Styles.
Right.
Like, I mean, you're in the conversation with two
conversation.
Mega stars.
Right.
Even if it was, and hers was not as negative. This was like Jake Paul got murdered.
Well,
by
right.
Girl.
Yeah, he definitely did.
But
and it's like with Dave, it's like this 43 hamburgers thing. Like,
oh, shit.
Even if he can't actually eat it, everyone's going to watch him try to eat it.
No doubt.
And like
so
millions
loses,
and millions
like,
of page views.
Same,
like,
I mean, he basically bet against Zillion Beers. When he loses, he wins millions of dollars. It's either way, he's bulletproof.
Yeah.
What happened over there? Breaking news?
Yeah, like LA just announced cases of corona and declared a state of emergency.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait for the whole world to just shut down. I said this also on
state of emergency with diseases, though.
State of emergency, I just think means like you know, law enforcement, well, like backups are called.
That
was
with like
but,
natural disasters and stuff. Like I understand it because it's like, you know, you're like deploying.
It probably means they like open up, I don't know, blood fucking banks. And
like we had a state of disaster here in New York City last year when it got too hot.
Yeah.
Like remember it was like a horrible heat wave. Like what does that mean?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't understand.
More hysteria.
Like, what, like, can I go somewhere if it's a state of emergency?
The thing that I still just don't get is, like, Ebola, like, you bleed out of your fucking eyeballs and you die, like, a 50% death rate. Like, you can't fuck around with that. This still...
That was real life?
Ebola?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know Ebola was real, but, like, that's what happened to you?
Yeah. If you get Ebola, you're, like, your blood just, like, pours out of your body and you die.
What the fuck?
It is, like, a...
Why did I know that? I thought it was just, like, diarrhea.
I mean,
Ebola doesn't fuck around.
Yeah, Ebola...
So on state of emergency, what I'm seeing here, the main point about it is that pretty much the government doesn't have to follow any laws in that situation.
What does that mean?
So they can start enacting. So things that you usually had to go through Congress to do in a state of emergency, they can just go ahead and do it.
Well, I'll be honest, I'm shocked that states don't do that more often.
In China, they're like... welding people into their buildings,
a lot of things in China that we don't do over here.
But like, I think it means you can kind of take more extreme.
So
measures.
What they can just like basically,
so like instead of going to have to ask for more money to respond to the coronavirus thing, they can just immediately get it, kind of deal from the federal.
I mean, I'm sure there's still hopefully some checks and balances in place, but I think it just means you have a little more leeway to do some shit. But
how would Michael Scott handle the coronavirus?
Great question. Let's hit a break. When we come back, if Michael Scott was in control of the country, what would we be doing for coronavirus right now? We'll be back after the break on CCK. Your girl said that ain't nobody harder than me. No, you should have never started with me. No, you shouldn't say you ain't playing games, but your head look like some Tetris. Dropped by your agent and your lawyer while you flexing. I'm here to save you. Take the blessing. Because your career fell apart like One Direction. Hey, frostbite, cold. Bitch, you looking nervous. Clown shit. It's another edition of the Best of CCK, and the best of the beer world is Miller Lite. When you're looking for the best of the best beer in the market, you go to Miller Lite because it is a fantastic taste with only 3.2 carbs and 96 calories per 12 ounces. So that means you're going to look good. You're not going to get too bloated. You're not going to get fat. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to loosen up a little bit. And you're going to listen to this podcast while having yourself a Miller Lite. That's the new rule. If you're listening, I don't care that it's Monday morning. Get yourself a Miller Lite. All times of the day, drink responsibly, but enjoy yourself. Because that's what Miller Lite is. It's the beer for people who don't take themselves too seriously. It's the beer for the people who enjoy life. It's the beer for people who enjoy this podcast right here. So if you're a KFC fan, a Jared Carabas fan, a Casey Smith fan, a Miller Lite fan, whatever, all of it combined, this podcast and Miller Lite is for you. So crack a cold one. It's Miller time. Enjoy the best of. We'll see you next week.
It's such a nice day. I need Starbucks. What can I get for you, ma'am? Can I get a mocha frappe with some cinnamon on the side? Is that all?
What is this?
Shout out to my white girls out there.
Shout out to my white girls. By who?
Brooklyn Queen. Brooklyn, like, Brooklyn.
Nothing better, nothing makes me happier than Za. Za, you need a podcast.
Za being a basic white bitch?
Za needs a podcast that's just called White People.
Oh, please, no.
And you just need to talk about how funny white people are.
But he loves basic white girl shit, too.
I do.
He does.
The thing is,
I'll just have Becky's and Rachel's on.
Pumpkin spice lattes for everybody that sits down.
I would be canceled because people can't handle the truth, man.
You come from such a unique perspective where you can, you know, you've seen the opposite of like spoiled white American women.
The rich white girl problem. Yeah, right. Opposite. Yeah, that is true. No, but I do love making
fun. I love
fun
it. I love
he loves making fun of white girls, but then also enjoys what white girls enjoy.
Oh, here and there. I
mean, and he also enjoys the white girls. So it's all.
Yeah, so
all
Zai is just you know, big convoluted thing.
Do you think that you will marry a white girl? Or a black girl.
Oh God. That's or neither. A tough one. That's a loaded
question,
honestly.
Kevin.
I don't know. I here's the thing, I don't discriminate.
That's a great answer, Zah. Great answer.
Do you have siblings, Zah?
Yes, I've got one sibling older than me.
He's the guy who lives in Jersey, right?
Used to.
Used to, yeah, right.
He has the cutest nephew.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that. You met my... Actually, you met both my brother and my nephew.
Yeah, and didn't your nephew ask for me for like months?
Yeah.
Like, his nephew would be like in the bathtub asking where I was.
Listen, they like the white girl. Like,
he's smooth.
Zah taught him young.
He's super smooth. Like, how old is he now? Like five?
He's five now.
Yeah.
He's five now.
833-85-STOOL is the phone number. I believe we might hear from the patient zero of the gross video that's been floating.
I have so many questions.
Wait, what?
Josh Wolf. Yeah, well, you're not here.
Oh, like, I thought you meant like someone that was the guy in the video. Oh. Me and Zah were on the same page.
I was like, what the
you're
fuck?
Right, you're right. That was, you're taking me very literal. That was, that's what that would
mean.
No, the guy who sent the video around Josh Wolf.
I have a lot of questions for that guy.
Yeah, we'll get to these calls. We were talking a little coronavirus. We got some Logan Paul talk. We'll start with Matt in Massachusetts. What's up, Matt?
Dude, what's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
You're backing a Paul? Come on, dude.
1,000%.
A prolapsed anus is more tolerable than the Paul brothers.
Why?
Fuck those dudes.
Why?
Dude, they're just so... They're so annoying. Dude, Kravis, you're better than that.
Why?
Well, hold on.
But here's the thing. Everybody says that, and then they don't have an example.
So I had the same exact take as you until I, like, gave
watch their
Logan's
content.
Show a chance.
Do their –
like,
consume
all
their
I'm saying
content.
Is, yeah, like, go watch what is it called? What's their show called?
Impulsive
on YouTube with Logan Paul, and Jake Paul was the guest, and they were talking about like the anxiety tweet. Watch that podcast. You'll probably stand pat on Jake.
Yeah.
Like I'm still there on Jake where I'm right. Like, not for me. But Logan, you'll be like, huh, I kind of like this dude.
It's the same thing with Barstool. It's the same when people are like, oh, fuck Barstool. They're not funny. They don't do anything. It's they haven't actually consumed the content.
If you like us, you'll like Logan.
Oh my God.
Don't you like?
I love you guys. I love you guys.
Right.
But what do you not like about him?
It's just there's no content there. It's just,
have you watched any of it?
Yeah,
It's below my pay grade. It's like
Give me an example. What's a piece of content you watch that you didn't like?
Let him give the example.
What don't you like?
Oh my God. It's just I don't think it's relatable to
give me an example.
You guys actually make people laugh and go to the people
give
with, like, actual
me
news and
an
stuff.
Example of the content you don't like. And don't say the Suicide Forest. I'll even help you out because you couldn't even find that one.
Yeah, he didn't even know that one. And I'm not a huge Logan Paul stan, but I also understand, like, when you have millions and millions and millions of people that consume what you do, to say that they don't have good content, it might not be for you, but you can't even give an example of a piece of content you don't like from him because you haven't consumed any of it, which is why we get, like, pissed off when people do that with Barstool. It's like, I don't like Barstool. Name one thing you don't like about Barstool. Well, it's not for me. Well, what's not for you? Is it a podcast that's not for you? Is it a video that's not for you? What's not for you?
Their content is just
what piece of content? What piece of content? He's never watched a piece of content.
Like that's all their stuff is minus. Hey, love you guys. Love you guys.
Thanks, man.
The
reason I defend it so hard is because, like, people do it to us. And,
right. That's
and,
exactly why I don't care about Logan Paul. That's why I defend it.
I think a lot of people will probably not be willing to admit that it's a dude who's probably younger than you, bigger than you, better looking than you, richer than you, more famous than you, fucks hotter girls than you, gets to do more cool shit than you. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's still a stigma around YouTube where it's like, if someone makes it on TV, they're like, oh, they're talented, so they deserve all these spoils. When someone gets famous on YouTube, I think there's an element of either subconscious or consciously I should be able to do this. Oh, he just makes a YouTube video? It's like, well, think of YouTube as your fucking television, because it basically is.
Well, it's, and
he
the
makes
numbers
the
prove
hit
that.
Television show. He makes the YouTube show that gets millions of views. And so, if you want to say, like, it's not for me because it's for younger people, whatever,
totally
fine.
Okay.
But when you just, when you can't even tell me why.
Oh, no.
And like the Suicide Forest thing, it's like people, the amount of people who actually probably weren't even actually offended by that, but we're just like, this is the chance to jump on them, is crazy.
Hey, Zah, head on over to Josh Wolf's Instagram. He just posted Kevin's voicemail.
Oh, I called Josh the other night. I called him. I haven't called anybody in a while. And then it went right to voicemail. Yeah. And I certainly haven't left a voicemail in like 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And I just had to let him know that, like, what he did was just wrong.
It's just not okay.
Just absolutely wrong.
It's not okay.
And then I turned around and I did it to everyone.
Twitter, right?
What's that?
Did you say Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram.
Oh, it's all.
Josh Wolf Comedy.
Before we get to that, just to finish
Josh
it on there.
Josh Wolf Comedy.
Like, I would like to remind everyone that if you think just because you make it on TV versus the YouTube shows, there are shows on massive sports networks like Fox Sports that get 65,000 people watching them, yeah. And a YouTube video by Logan Paul gets millions and millions of views, more successful and richer.
I genuinely mean this. If you gave me the choice, like to be big on one or the other, I would pick the internet.
It's so cliche to be like, oh, they made it to TV. Well, it's like, even just in our little sports bubble that I've been in, Jared's been in the same thing. It's like linear TV does not get the views that the internet does.
At one point, I probably would have been like, I don't want to be on TV. And it's like, I did want to be, you know, I'm just saying that because I'm not.
Yeah.
But now it's to the point where like, I'd rather be on.
I would
on the
say
internet.
Things on TV and like, I would get zero tweets.
Zero.
Like no one would react to like Nobody some cares. Shit that I would say that was like either like breaking news or like controversial. Crickets. I tweet something. It's like bing, 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 bing. Yeah. You hear about it forever.
It's relevance is not even close. We're going to play the voicemail that I left for Josh the other night. And then we got Josh on the line. We'll talk to him directly. But this is me calling Josh to let him know what I thought of him spreading this goddamn disease.
Bro. I have not left a voicemail on anybody's phone in like 15 years. This calls for a voicemail. I just now saw the very end of that video. Like I thought I had seen it all. And then I showed it to Carabas and then I had to watch it a little more. And now that it's making the rounds, I keep seeing a little bit long. The end of it, when they go ass to ass with their own asses, is repulsive. It's repugnant. You're a disgusting fuck, and I hate your guts forever putting this in my life. Fuck you.
And then it cut me off, and it said, like, are you satisfied with your message? Please press 1.
Fuck so, you. Like, you were just getting into it.
Yeah, I really was.
Repugnant.
So I feel like they fucked you on that, because you should have been able to keep talking. That
I
wasn't that
was
long
quick,
of a voicemail.
It was less than a minute.
I've got voicemails that are over a minute.
I've got voicemails that
Fuck
are like
you,
long,
Jared, you
long,
fucking
long.
Scumbag piece of shit.
We got Josh Wolf on the line now. Hello, Joshua.
Hey.
You son of a bitch.
Can I tell you my favorite part of that voicemail?
Uh-huh.
You were so mad, you used the word repugnant.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck says repugnant?
I went into the thesaurus on that
That's
one.
That's a
Josh.
Great point.
Is that like, did you go into the old English dictionary?
Because the regular words, like disgusting, doesn't capture it, man. I hear you cackling back there, and I know this is just exactly what you wanted, you motherfucker.
Josh Wolf he's a terrorist. You are a terrorist.
He is on like the Mount Rushmore of all time.
Josh,
I know that cackle is it's a special.
But
one.
He's he is a terrorist.
But
like a domestic terrorist.
You've been doing this. You've done this to me a million times, but we kind of went on hiatus for a little while. Like you hadn't done it to me in 6 months. So I let my guard down, and I honestly truly thought I was going to see that dude on a dirt bike, like grab a beer in midair and drink it or some shit. And I was fully prepared to send it over to Dana and be like, yo, you got to post this for a zillion beers. Cause we got this whole, you know, party fucking viral internet thing going. Like this video is gonna be perfect for it. And boy, was I wrong. I hate you. I hate you and your laugh. I would say, though, out of all the videos you've sent me,
the amount of joy that he gets from this is so good.
I feel like that one was worse. Do you agree, Josh? Do you agree that that was one of your worst ones that you've ever sent?
To you, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's the other thing. He was like, I got plenty where this comes from. You want more of this? I was like, no.
But that's my question, Josh. Where do you get these videos?
Yeah, where's the origin of this shit?
Well, I also have a deep, I would say, roster of people from around the world who I can count on. Mm. Now, I have to tell you, man, I knew that I was sending too many of them to you because you were sending me texts back like, I'm not opening that.
you lulled me back in, man. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. So I was like, I have got to give him a break.
Like
and it worked.
I bet you like worked. Josh Wolf's like group texts that are of stand-up comedians.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
It's probably like the Avengers of fucked up videos.
Yeah, it's you probably just got like snuff films on there. I don't even want to know how dark it gets.
But where are they coming from,
yeah,
though?
Like, yeah, what,
that's
what
my
is...
question, Josh. It's like
he pulls
you
them
get...
together.
No, no, no,
you,
but that's,
do you
but
get
where
them
did they
sent to
get
you?
Them?
Wait a second. I sent you that video of that dude getting the blowjob from the fish, right?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that one. That actually.
Send me that.
We blogged that once.
What?
And we got in trouble. I don't know who wrote it, but Dave was like, you can't have a fish sucking a dick on our website. You can't do
you
it.
You just can't do it. That's what
it's
we
like
draw
a, it's like a wide mouth, like a catfish, and this guy's just like fucking hammering it, like using it like a fleshlight. Yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, that's bestiality straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up bestiality.
That's what Dave said. He's like, this is animal porn. We cannot have this on our website.
Yeah. Well, The only thing I would say about it being bestiality is this, is that at one point the dude takes the fish off and the fish swims right back to the dick.
it was consent. It was everyone, all parties agreed. It was all fine.
Now, let me ask you something. I know you call me a sick fuck. How much joy do you get from showing people that?
I know. I'm being hypocritical because now, so
I do enjoy
my first thought, I had it all ready to go to just send to Feidelberg and do the exact same thing. And I said, you know what? Let me wait. I'm going to do it on the air. I'll do it on our podcast. I'll get the live reaction. And that's once I saw his reaction, I was like, oh, this is going to be a thing, like reaction videos. Mm-hmm. So now we've done it to everybody at Barstool. And,
Kevin, you forced me to watch it.
Well, yeah, listen. You know, if you're going to be on this show, how would you be able to hang in this conversation?
No, for sure. Yeah. I understand. But like,
it's part of your job.
Josh, answer your question. He gets so much joy out of it that he lied to me yesterday and told me the video was over so I would take the shirt off my eyes just to show me the end of the video.
Yeah, it was great. She thought it was over. It wasn't. It wasn't over, Josh. I told her it was over. It wasn't over, Josh. I got her. What does your son think of this? Send him this shit?
I did not send him this one because I hadn't even sent it to him yet. I was kind of waiting to see. And he saw your reaction video.
Uh-huh.
He sent me a text that said, if you send me that video, I'm not coming over for Thanksgiving.
I love it.
I'm surprised.
What?
I'm surprised that his son was like, I'm out on this.
Well,
I feel like he's probably exposed to this on like a daily basis.
I guess, but Jesus. Even if you're exposed to weird shit, this one's pretty
bad. What, like 18, 19?
Well, here's the deal. He saw your reaction, man. And he knows that I've sent you things.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, if he's reacting like that, I don't want any part of it.
Right.
Thing.
I think there's a lot of that going on where it's like, those guys are fucked up and they don't like it. So I definitely can't handle it. But Josh, we just showed it to two girls here. One's like 22, one's like 23. They're two very sweet, wholesome, or at least I thought sweet and wholesome, nice girls. And they just started laughing. They watched the whole like 2 minutes and they were like, what's that? It's just a couple of prolapsed butts. No big deal. I was like, oh my God, we've gone too far. We have gone too far at this
and
company.
Guess what? Those girls and we could be friends.
Yeah.
Exactly what I did.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put them on the Josh Wolf text chain.
Yeah.
Go ahead, girls. You like this shit? Then see what Josh has to offer.
Right.
You can tell it's a good video when the most common question is, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, right. People don't even know what it is that they're looking at, man. Yeah, that's how gross it is.
Because you're looking at it, you think you know what a body consists of.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what part of the body is that? and the first time someone said to me, it's an inside-out asshole, I was like, what?
What?
Your asshole goes inside out, and he said just like that. He goes, yeah, it's like a sock. I was like, no.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's like Casey, that's what they call it. They call it a pink sock.
Yeah.
She's just ready. Yeah. She's just ready to quit this whole show.
I actually just had the wave of what I think John had, where he like physically threw up, not dry heave, where he actually threw up. I just had a little bit of that happen to me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, Josh, John, like legit full blown. There goes Rhea, just waving and smiling. What an asshole. John threw up into a garbage can, full stream of vomit. No, unbelievable.
That is my favorite. Like, I can't tell you, I'm almost hard just hearing that.
That's going to be the next video, is Josh getting hard to watching Feidelberg puke.
Reaction to reaction videos.
Now, I want to know, Do you want the next video?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Text,
all right.
Text
there
it to
it
me
is.
So I can give it to Kevin.
There it is.
I mean, let me be the first so that I know what I'm getting myself into, and then I'll be the one to spread the coronavirus throughout the office.
Yeah. You are a sickness. You are a disease, Josh Wolf. Yeah. Wolfitis is spreading throughout the fucking office. It's unbelievable. Yeah. We only got a couple minutes
left
here.
Whatever you want to say, man.
Yeah, no, listen.
I only spread the disease to one person. You put it out in public.
That is true. I was the guy.
Kevin had the movie
sex
with me, knowing that he had sex with you first, and you were diseased.
I'm the guy who got on the plane, and you watch it just spread across the world. That was me. I spread it to everybody else. We only got a couple minutes left. What else you got going right now? You on the road? You got anything coming out? Tell the people what Josh Wolf's up to.
I'm shooting my second special at the end of March, and just putting it right on YouTube. I'm not even worrying about the networks anymore.
That's what's up. Hell yeah. How many subscribers are you at these days? Are you over a mil?
Yeah, I'm at like 1.2, I think.
God damn, Josh Wolf. You are a fucking animal. I just had Sam Morrill on the show, and he put his out on YouTube after the networks all passed. He did a million in like a week. So, you know, a lot.
I'm going to come to New York and after I film it, and I'll hop on and we'll talk about it.
Sounds good, my man. In the meantime, send, you know, your next Faces of Death video to Carabas, and we'll see what you have in your bag of tricks, you sick fucking pup. You repugnant motherfucker.
Repugnant.
Repugnant's a great word.
We'll talk to you later. All right, Josh.
Yeah. See you guys. Thank you.
Later.
Repugnant is a word
that I did not know was in your arsenal.
Oh, that's
there,
one
Kevin.
Of my go-tos when it truly is
repugnant.
Some gross shit.
You can also just the emphasis you can put on it.
P and the G.
It just hits harder. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll take one more call here because Tom from Yonkers has been on the line for a little bit. Tom, you got coronavirus, bro, or what?
No, not yet. I was calling to see what you were all about because it's in Westchester.
Yeah, it's on the Metro North. Some dude who apparently, regularly rides my line on the Metro North has it. So, I mean, this is why I keep saying, just let me get it. Let's do this. I want to get it over with.
I'm telling you, like, you're thinking it's like fucking chicken pox.
I know.
Like, you can get it.
I would imagine that, like, it takes a little while for the strand to mutate or something. Like, I feel like I'll be in the clear a little bit once I have it.
You'd think that.
But no.
You get hit with it that second time, that's the one that's going to take you down.
Well, that's true. If I get coronavirus twice, I'm fucking dead. Yeah. That's a no-doubter.
But you also have to wait for you to no longer have it.
To get it again.
Yeah. And they don't have a cure for it. They also can't test for it a lot of places.
Like fucking mono. Like, I got mono. I have mono.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Chicken pox. We've all had that. Yeah.
I feel like all I got to do is get it, though, and then I just get quarantined. Dave will never let me, you know, back in the office, and I'll just get like a month long vacation. Yeah.
That's perfect.
I said this on mail time. I designed the clothing line. I've got all my streaming services. Mm-hmm. We've got the delivery food service. I can be quarantined. I've been preparing for this my whole fucking life.
I prefer to be quarantined.
Yes. Oh no, I can't go out in public. Oh no.
I can't
contact people. Oh no.
Yeah,
I can't go to work. Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Oh, you mean dream fucking come true?
Yeah. But Kevin, then you probably can't get the food delivered to you.
Well, no, but I feel like I have a whole system. I'll have a bucket with a
you say
system.
Like you'd be okay being quarantined, that's fine, but you do rely on humans on a daily basis, regardless of if
you can have someone in a hazmat suit bring you food.
I'm also currently on a taco kick. I'm just gonna load up on ground beef and I'm gonna make my
own. If everyone starts to get coronavirus, like we could invent the company that makes frozen meals delivered in hazmat suits.
Biohazard meals. Done. Yeah. Bio meals. Let's do it.
Bio meals.
Also, before we wrap up here, rest in peace to Kazuhiro Hashimoto. He invented the Konami code for Nintendo. Did you play Nintendo? Contra? Up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start.
Yep.
30 men. Most impressive video game cheat code of all time. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace to that guy. He taught me a lot about life. Not only how to be Contra, but how to snake it through life. Always use the cheat code.
Yeah, Game Shark. Shout out.
Chicks in the Office are up next. And Barstool Radio after that. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. Stay hot.
Gay fish, yo. Motherfucking gay fish. I'm a fish, yo. Coming on a gay fish. It's all right, girl. Making love to other gay fish. Gay fish. Rolling eyes at the grocery store.
Why are they rubbing them together?